The question was asked, where would I think that one should put oneself politically? So I think it's important to note a few points, and I don't think I will answer your question completely, but at least partially we have to be aware of a few limitations. We live in an imperfect world. And in an imperfect world, so there are compromises. Now God created the world perfectly the way He wanted. But from our perspective as mankind, there are things that are not the way we would want them, and that's why we call it an imperfect world. The world is perfect. That is the way God wanted it, so that's the way it is. But God left it in our hands to fix things, right? The philosopher asked the rabbi, why do you harm the human body by circumcising? So the rabbi said, why don't you eat grain? Well, everything that God created in the world, He gave us a responsibility to fix. It's not good the way you pluck it off the... You pluck the grains, you have to thresh them, you have to turn them into flour, you have to grind them, and then you make bread. So everything is given with the potential to make it better. So too, Hashem gave us the responsibility in many things in this world to make them better. When we look at the political scene, so we have to recognize the limitations. We aren't told, well, you could vote for all the mitzvos. You could vote for something which will represent what the Torah wants. We're told you could vote for the following prime ministers. Okay, I don't know of any one of them that declares they keep tariag mitzvos. So already we're knocked down many, many notches. So step one, on who we're voting for, I don't think there's a candidate that claims they will keep mitzvot. Some mitzvot maybe, but no one up there is saying they will go in accordance to halacha. So already we're discussing a situation where the question is, how do we compromise? Who is a better compromise? So that's going to get sticky, because I have to start calling the shots. Which mitzvot are more important, right? Is it more important?
The rule of standing up when there's no leader doesn't apply.
If someone could stand up, in Ematov Umanaim, who could stand up? Yeah, but I don't think I would stand a chance if I said I was running for prime minister. So
I'll vote for you.
Well, there's no point in having an exercise in futility. It could be that in 20 years, Bezrat Hashem, as the website grows, then there will be potential. I don't know. But today, we only have a few tens of thousands of listeners, and I don't think that could get us anywhere, especially when they're spanned all over the world. I mean, let's put it this way. I don't even have funding to cover the cost of the website. Most of it is out of pocket. So if I can't cover a website, I can't cover a political party. So that's for starters. If you're asking me personally why I'm not doing anything, I didn't say I'm not doing anything, but I'm not running for prime minister today. So that's the first thing. When it comes to the parties, so again, we're limited. The parties can't do whatever they want, so they have to decide what are going to be their priorities. And when they're deciding what are going to be their priorities, so they have to play according to the guidelines of the game. And then different rabbis have different opinions how you play this game. But it's a game. It's not that you can vote and say, I want someone who's going to go with halacha. It's that you could say, I'm going to vote with someone who's going to go, let's say we'll take the Torani parties, or the parties that have some connection to the Shmirat Torah mitzvot. What are you voting for in essence? You're voting for which compromise will I entrust them to do? Meaning, are they going to do the compromise the way the halacha says or not is another question. But let's assume that they'll go with what whoever is advising them or calls the shots for them says. It's again a question of what compromise will I choose. And that's why it's very difficult to call the shot on who to vote for. I mean, you'll ask all the people who are what's called as classical Haredim. So they'll say, well, Gimel, Agudo, they're the ones that support the yeshivas and they take care of bringing more Torah to Am Yisrael. So that's what's most important. Vote Gimel. You ask someone who's Shas, and they benefit from Shas, so they'll tell you, look, Shas is the one that's bringing Am Yisrael back to where they should be. They're bringing Torah to the roots. Vote Shas. You ask someone who's Dati Lumi, so they're going to say, well, the Dati Lumi parties, right now I think they're just unified, I don't know what the new party is called, but this party is the party that's going to help to build Eretz Yisrael and build Am Yisrael and give money to education, so they're the ones you should vote for. But you understand that there are nuances within each one. Gimel goes according to their Rabbanim, Shas goes according to their Rabbanim, and the Dati Lumi, I'm not sure they have Rabbanim. It's very sad, but that's what Rav Avram said about them. They come to me when they need the vote, but they don't come to me to ask me how to vote. Rav Avram said that about them. Rav Avram Shapiro, he was chief rabbi of Israel, Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Rav Kook. And he said, these parties, you know, on the one hand, they want me to tell people to vote for them. On the other hand, when it comes to voting, they don't exactly ask me and do what I say. So it's a difficult situation. I didn't mean to indicate any which way when it comes to voting. Then there are other questions. What should one take into account when one is voting? So every person should consult with his rav and come to a conclusion how he should vote. But the reason you're not hearing a finite answer from me is because it's a situation which involves much compromise. And obviously there are going to be different opinions as to how to compromise. So each person has to ask his rav how he should vote.